Media.
Yes, you can take the action, especially in something like business, but if that action isn't yielding the results that you want, if that action isn't moving the needle any more closer towards your goals or the outcome, then you got to adjust. You can't just keep doing the same tasks and doing the same action and expect to get to where you want to go.
Hi, my name is Ronnie Cruz. After almost two decades as a career network marketer, I realized that despite continual work on my personal and professional development, that I had hit a massive brick wall. So I took a deep and honest look at myself, top to bottom, hoping to find answers. And my search led me to one conclusion. The definitions I held of my business, of my world, of my life, were the very things holding me back. If I wanted to change, if I wanted to grow beyond my current circumstances, I had to wipe the slate clean and redefine. This show is dedicated to helping you identify the belief systems, the mindsets, the very definitions that have held you back, and then help you break through those limitations to finally create the life you've been working so hard to achieve. Welcome to the Redefine Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about commitment. Commitment. I can't remember that I've talked about this in the past. I'm sure I have. This is a topic I'm very familiar with. In fact, I've been dubbed Mr. Commitment in my career. I've had that nickname for over 10 years now at this point. But I wanted to revisit it, if I already have, because I've kind of have a new, not new, but expanded understanding of commitment. I think we generally understand commitment from like a theoretical and principle standpoint, right? Like what it means to commit to something. It's making a decision, and you have to make that decision every day. And that's all well and good. I wanted to examine it and explore it from actually the different layers of commitment that are involved that you need to have to see something through, right? To in order to fulfill your goals, your dreams, the new outcomes that you're trying to create in your life. And you know, it's not so much that there's different levels of commitment, like a strength of commitment level one, strength of commitment level two. It's not anything like that. I think these particular aspects of commitment that we're going to talk about today are part of the complete equation of being committed to achieving a new thing, a new goal, a dream in your life. So let's just take it step by step. The first step of commitment, right, is being committed to the task. When I say task, it's just doing the work, right? For example, if you are, if you set like a health goal for yourself, you want to become more fit, you want to improve your health. Obviously, you're going to have to do the work, right? Specifically for fitness, you got to get up and have physical activity. You have to be committed to doing the fitness regimen, going to the gym. I mean, whatever that might look like, taking a brisk walk, 15, 20 minutes a day. That's at the very root of it. The first level or the first step in commitment, because if you don't have that, then you know, you're not gonna, there's no way that you're gonna have the rest of the commitment, right? So it's being committed to the task, being committed to doing the work. That's I think pretty obvious. You can't get in shape by continuing to sit on the couch and eat potato chips. It's as simple as that. So you have that, being committed to the task. Now the second step in the commitment, or the second layer of the commitment equation, is being committed to the process, right? Being committed to the process. This for me really means being committed to growth, right? Because yes, you can take the action, especially in something like business, but if that action isn't yielding the results that you want, if that action isn't moving the needle any more closer towards your goals or the outcome, then you got to adjust. You can't just keep doing the same tasks and doing the same action and expect to get to where you want to go. The way I kind of think about it is what you know now, or and how you know how to do something right now, isn't necessarily what you need to know to achieve the thing that you want to achieve. How you need to do the actions in order to achieve your goals, right? So the actions that you're taking now in that first step of being committed to the task may not be the exact actions you need to continue taking to achieve your goal. Because again, like the results it will speak for themselves. If you're still not making any forward progress, but you keep still doing the same actions, then there's no amount of being committed to the actions that will help you get closer to your goal. So you have to be committed to the process and being committed to adjusting what you're doing, right? Not just relying on the task itself, but it's really a reliance on the growth that you have to go through to achieve the thing that you're trying to achieve, right? So that's the second layer, and we get deeper into this, and of course sometimes that involves knowing when to quit, right? Knowing when to walk away or do something completely different in terms of the action, right? So there are multiple ways to get to a destination. Sometimes you have to take different routes, right? So that's also in this process of, or in this part of a commitment to the process, you got to be willing to adjust and to grow. And that takes a lot of self-awareness and knowing what you know, knowing what your limitations are and seeing where you can break through those limitations, right? There's a lot of personal development there and professional development. So those are the first two, being committed to the task and the action steps. But also understanding number two is you have to be committed to growing through that process, because you got to adjust those action steps if they're not moving the needle forward. And number three then is, of course, the commitment to the outcome, right? The commitment to the big picture, the big vision. If you have a weak commitment to this, then you're not going to follow through. And follow through is really the most important thing. You have to have a follow through to do the hard things in one and two, right? To do the hard things in the task, to do the even harder things of being willing to grow and learn and adjust. You got to be committed to that big picture, right? You got to be committed to following through. I think when people look at commitment, they automatically go to number three. Obviously, you have to have that. You have to have that long-term commitment to the goal and to the vision. But it all falls apart without the other two, right? They all actually fall apart without each other. Number three, yes, be committed to that thing. And I think with the follow through for me, and this is might be why I got dubbed Mr. Commitment, is that I was willing to really commit to however long it took to achieve the thing, right? To achieve the thing. In my network marketing business, for example, it was over 6 years of struggle and of work and of adversity and just grinding, right? Like just trying to figure it out. It was 6 years over 6 years before I really started getting traction in my business. Now that's a relatively long time, especially in the network marketing space, for somebody to be so committed to seeing it through. But understand that my achievement of my goals in network marketing didn't just come because I was stubborn and I saw it through. Yes, I had that long-term commitment, but I also had the commitment to the process and the growth and the commitment to doing the work, right? The commitment to doing the work. All of those things, all three of those aspects of commitment build on each other. And yeah, I mean, the place where people kind of fall short is because they don't have all three of those things, right? They don't have all three of those things. So hopefully this helps. Hopefully this helps with you know, whatever you're trying to achieve, whether it's a health goal, it's a financial or a business goal, even relationships, right? When you think about commitment, these three steps or these three layers are the work that you have to do, really. And yes, it is absolutely a decision every day, because you got to check in, right? You got to check in with the roadblocks and the hurdles and the speed bumps that you ultimately will face. I say you have to make that decision every day. It's a recommitment every day, right? It's a recommitment every day. But again, if you have this three-step framework for what commitment really is, then it's really going to be helpful to eventually achieving the thing that you're trying to achieve, right? Your goals, your dreams, your life vision. So that's the message for today. Thanks for tuning in. As I said, I don't know if I mentioned this, but this is episode 301. I didn't do any kind of extravaganza for episode 300. It just kind of came and went, because I've been so busy with the new stuff that I'm doing, with the new marketing and the blueprint and all that stuff, that I want to share this the experience with you in real time. You know what I mean? And so there's so much coming at me at the moment in that regard, that there's always new topics. But yeah, I think we should do something to celebrate 300. I don't know what that's going to look like or what that's going to be, maybe a retrospective, but I'll get to it when I get to it, is my point. I'll get to it when I get to it. For now, I really want to share with you the things that are on top of mind, because they're happening in real time, right? So anyways, that's my commitment to you. My commitment to you is to continue to bring you insights that I'm having, and in hopes of that they bring you insights as well. So that's gonna do it for today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in the next episode. So until then, be well, be safe. Well, we'll see you in the next episode.